time to open the CSX files.
Okay, if you're ever looking for any of the CSX files, if you miss it, text us. The keyword is
file.
Yeah. 248-398-9279. Keyword file. We'll send you the link. And before we get started talking about Butterball Betty, we want you to go to see Eloise, what they're doing at Eloise Asylum. We were out there last week, obviously, for Alice Cooper Court. But caller number 13, is that 13. The scary number?
Yeah, okay. Creepy number.
You're going to win a four-pack of...
You're going to get that four-pack of tickets to Eloise Asylum in Westland. Now, Eloise is transformed. It's incredible. You can experience two walk-through state-of-the-art, fully immersive haunted attractions at a truly haunted location.
We can verify
it's
that.
It's haunted.
Yep.
For more information or if you just want to get some tickets, go to EloiseAsylum.com.
We say you want to get some tickets. You need to get tickets for this. It'll blow your mind, A. And then, B, these tickets are going to go like that, gone.
Yes.
So hustle up. EloiseAsylum.com. Caller 13. We'll set you up with tickets. All right. Eldora, Iowa. Woman gave birth to her baby. You're like, so what? Amanda and her partner, Dwayne, drove for 50 minutes to get to the hospital. So they got to be out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
They're driving in the old minivan. They make it all the way to the hospital. They're there. They're in the parking lot. She can't hold it anymore. She gives birth in the parking lot at the hospital.
Oh, man.
Now, the way they describe this, it makes it even weirder. Dwayne caught his newborn. Did the baby come flying out or something? She's like held it for 50 miles and then just came flying out.
Was it an alien baby? This is exactly what happened in Men in Black. That thing shot Will Smith halfway across the road.
Oh, my God. You may be right. Okay. He caught the... What, did he sanitize a catcher's mitt? Come on now. One time now. Yeah. Little baby now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. What'd you say, placenta? Come on now. What now, baby? One time now. No, baby. One time now.
Oh, man. She's, yeah, pushing hard.
In the parking lot. Do you think one of the, like, the nurses came out and said, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to come in the hospital and have, in the, come in the hospital and have the baby, and then you'll do that one. What do you name the kid if you're born in a parking lot of a hospital? What's good? I have no idea what the name of that would be. St. Oops? I don't know.
Parker.
Oh, look at you.
Hi there.
Hold on, man. Give Ryan a little serenade there. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, you're going to Eloise, courtesy of Big Jim's house.
Oh,
all right.
Yay! I'm so excited.
What do you have
Did
to today?
Did they sell out?
Pretty close. I don't want to say either way. I know it's pretty popular.
I tried getting some yesterday online and was not successful. So this is awesome.
Yay! All right, you hold on. Manju's going to get all your information. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. There you go. There you go. We've been telling you guys. All right, we'll do that again tomorrow morning, by the way.
Yep.
Second story, Ryan Logan Jr., Esquire, the third.
Yeah, we're going to go to Clay County, Missouri. And this is the stinkiest story of the CSX files.
Okay.
All right. So police were looking for a suspect. They had they showed up to his house with a warrant for his arrest. And he took off the back door and went to go hide into the woods, right?
Sure. You run out the back door, you go hide. It's what
so
you do.
So they're like, all right, let's bring the dogs out. We'll smell the guy. We'll get him in there. We'll be good to go. He ended up giving up himself because he farted so loud that it gave away his positioning and the cops just walked over and arrested him and now he's in jail.
Okay. He passed gas so loud that they caught him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the...
When a fart falls in the woods...
Oh, yeah, really?
Does anybody...
Actually, no, that's from a cop show, C.S. Thigh. Well... I guess he didn't want to toot his own horn.
Poor smelling dogs, though.
Right.
Walked right into that one.
These dogs were walking back on. Don't ever put me in that situation again. All right, last story. I don't understand this at all. Anyone who's a hunter, please help me with this. Leeds, Maine woman is recovering in the hospital. She's in stable condition. She was shot by a turkey hunter. Sometimes it happens. You go hunting accidentally, you shoot somebody, it happens. It's not right, but it happens. She was in a local forest, probably just taking a walk. The hunter mistook her for a turkey.
Ooh.
He shot her. He rendered aid until first responders rushed the woman to a nearby hospital. In his defense, he did stuff the wound with cranberry sauce. I have a comment from the woman.
She's going to say he walked in there and went, I can't take her anymore. All she does is gobble.
Oh, man, that's a bad look.
Okay, and what makes it even worse is he had to tell authorities that he thought she was a turkey.
Yeah, that's what right. Everybody says when they try to kill their significant other.
Yeah, well, we don't know. But we do know that Betty Butterball is in stable condition. Doctors are giving her IVs that look like butter, and they marinate her every couple hours. It's really nice. They know she'll be well when this little button pops out of her stomach.
Oh, boy.
The little thing. I think exactly.
Right.
I think if he shot her, she should be allowed to kick him in the butterballs. Right?
Absolutely.
The turkey, that's what we...
What a weird Thanksgiving hotline this is going to be this year.
Yeah, oh my God. Butterball hotline. Nope, I'm not taking...